This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Under my halo, I have trouble seeing clear. You held my hand tight, waiting to watch me disappear.
That's the song Halo, Disappear, Reappear, from Noah Gunderson's second album, Carry the Ghost. The songs talk about some pretty big topics, including the meaning of life and letting go of religious faith. Noah's coming to Carrboro to play the Cat's Cradle tomorrow night and joins me now. Good morning, Noah.
Morning.
It seems like you were doing a lot of deep thinking when you were writing this record. Was there some event that prompted this self-evaluation?
No, I think I'm kind of a person who's in their own head notoriously too much. So it's kind of an ongoing process of self-reflection and ultimately psychoanalysis that has kind of prompted all of my music.
Was writing this album an effort to get to know yourself better? It sounds like that's what you're trying to get to.
Yeah, I think all writing is that for me. Trying to understand myself better and understand the world that I live in through the context of song and self-reflection, which is, sometimes can be a rabbit hole and doesn't always lead anywhere. And I think part of this record was that process of coming to terms with or accepting the fact that there I might not always have an answer or a complete understanding, and that's okay, and it's still important to go through the process and to attempt to understand our existence, because that's part of what makes us human.
And what you don't understand now, maybe you'll understand a year or two from now, because there's that line in Show Me the Light about you were the worst and the best thing to happen to me, and you're saying that as you look back at a past relationship.
Yeah, perspective is a wonderful thing. It is funny. I think with experience, there is maybe some clarity that comes with time. And then on the flip side, there's the lack of clarity that comes with growing older and realizing how much gray there is in between the small fraction of black and white in the world.
Empty from the Start really grapples with that question of God or fate.
Yeah, I had a song I wrote, I guess almost 6-7 years ago, that was kind of coming from from the religious place and asking these questions within the context of being religious. And this is kind of my follow-up in a sense after, after leaving Christianity. I was grappling with this question of, if we're all alone in the universe, what can we do here that actually has meaning or depth or purpose? And came upon this idea of, if you make one other person feel slightly less alone or are able to share yourself or be vulnerable with one other person, then, two people who were alone before that are now less alone. And I think that's a really powerful but, simple way to approach life.
And I hope you see a picture of me in your pocket when I'm gone away. And I will do the same for you to truly love someone's the closest I've come to truth. This is all we have, this is all we are, blood and bones, no Holy Ghost, empty from the start, there's nothing you can do.
Is it difficult getting to that place where you leave a church?
No, as a growing up, we went to a lot of different churches, so I think, you know, by the time I was kind of done with the whole thing, I'd been to a lot of different denominations of churches, and so I think I was just kind of fed up. So leaving wasn't that difficult for me.
You've also sounded a little bit fed up on the opening, the beginning of the song Jealous Love, but ultimately there's a hopeful plea for something better. Is that a lifetime quest, you think, for you, you know, beyond relationships?
Yeah. And, you know, I hope it is for everyone. We never really arrive, I don't think. I think we're always in this perpetual process of learning, because that's evolution, that's how we grow. And I think as soon as you stop asking those questions or looking to grow well, I guess for me that's not a place I want to be.
Yeah, it seems like that's a place where you've given up.
Yeah, in a sense. And I don't think it's never too late to get it back. You know, you can always start asking questions again, and I think that's important.
Noah Gunderson's new album is called Carry the Ghost. He plays the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tomorrow night. Thanks for talking with me today, Noah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I don't want no jealous love. Honey, I had enough of it all my life, bringing me down. I don't want no heartless rut. Honey, getting stuck. Having so many words, but nothing left to say. I want it better than I've ever had. I want it better than. So give me the good times, give me the bad. I'm your Mr. Right. I will do all I can to be your man. I want it better than I've ever had. I want it better than. So give me the good times, give me the bad.